Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Really happy for the players that went through the pain of not having success. Two critical guys in the game tonight. For Hagee, too, but Barkov and Bobrovsky, when you're a leader, when you're the number one goaltender, when you're the captain, and you have a series that doesn't go your way, those are the guys they look at, right? They have to answer for it. So both those guys really good tonight. Both those guys really, really good all series. So I'm happy for the guys who dealt with some pain in the loss. You know, I roll into town when the team's pretty good. I didn't have to deal with any of that. So those guys will appreciate today. Not that I don't, but they'll appreciate it at a different level.
Yeah, the teams will feel however we feel. I know how I feel right now. But by the time we get on that plane, this is a very mentally tough team. And a team that embraces really tough challenges. And we're also able to compartmentalize. You don't want to think about, you know, the big picture of this. It's about just going up there and doing whatever we have to do to get that win and get back here, you know, to our fans here in Miami. Like I said, our team really wants to play well in front of our fans. And so that's the motivation, you know, to get this thing back here.
Well, that was a combination package of Paul Maurice and Coach Spo last night after that loss and another brutal shooting night. For most of another one of those 12-point quarters. Never good, one of those 12-point quarters. And they had another one last night. Stayed in the 80s and really hard to beat a super-talented Celtics team. We talked about that great three-point shooting night in that second game where they actually set a franchise record. Not last night. Got beat up on the three-point shot. 9 of 33 versus the Celtics, 14 of 37. Free throws, 9 of 12. Celtics, 16 of 18. So big differences in three-point shots as well as free throws made. And here we go now, down 3-1. Paul Maurice, you heard, man, pumped up, talking about the captains and the guys playing really well and some great stories. Barkov has been pretty quiet, does a great job. Everybody talks about what a great two-way player he is, but last night, 2 goals and an assist. I heard something last night I couldn't believe. I think it was Goldie last night. So it's the first time he's had 2 goals in a playoff game, and that surprised me a little bit. For Hagee, 2 goals never surprises me the way he plays in the playoffs. And Big Bob, 31 saves. What a great turnaround from when he got here and to the point. I think they would have traded him a couple years ago for a bag of peanuts if they could have, just to get rid of him. And Big Bob wanted to stay here, did not want to leave, and has really turned things around, I know we don't give coaches a lot of credit in this town. I mean, we, as a habit, we beat on coaches, all of them. We beat on all of them. I could go through the list. And listen, sometimes they do things, but we got a pretty good group. And Paul Maurice should be mentioned for the system he's put in, the things he's done to get the most out of this team, and the confidence they have. Obviously, they got a really good, talented team. You're jumping in the second round and just took care of a Tampa Bay team that's got a lot of stars on it. But really nice story last night, so they'll be moving on. Probably going to play Boston. They're up 3-1 in this series with Toronto. And then here we go again, man. Here we go again. As they're playing great, and we'll see. Spo stays positive, talking about bouncing back and no time to worry about crappy shooting and sloppy play and the droughts that they go on offensively. We just got to take it. We got to win this next game so we can get it back. I don't know if they want to come back. They haven't been very good at home for a long time. They weren't very good at home. And my man Dave Hyde has just joined us. He had a late night. I got to tell you, man, I know sometimes, and I'm not saying we're out, you know, doing physical work in the heat every day, because we're not, man. I always say, and I think Dave Hyde will say the same thing, you know, our jobs. But Vladdy got post last night at the Panthers game. He was in there.
I saw Vladdy last night.
Yeah. Dave Hyde was out working, so you two were, and I was in bed watching two games on two TVs. What a beautiful
thing. I want your life. You lived down here, one of the odder existences when you were on TV, and I'd see you at night, and then I'd wake up, you know, 7:30, turn on the radio, and you'd be on the radio. I'm like, man.
You know, I did do that, and 20-something years went by really fast. I missed out on a lot, and I damn near killed myself. Doing that with the amount of caffeine, Mountain Dew, and everything else I was doing on very, very little sleep. And so, yes, I don't feel bad. For once, I don't have any guilt about just sitting back and watching a bunch of games.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any guilt at all. But me and Alexander Barkov spent the night together, and what a night he had. What a night the Panther Stars had. That great series.
I was going to say, we just played Paul Maurice talking about his two guys, his goalie, and the most quiet star we've ever had in this town. Because Barkov's really good. And if we talk about his droughts, especially, you know, I've been around the game. I'm saying he's not scoring a lot. And then guys that have been around the game will say, Joe, don't say anything. He's one of the best two-way players in the game.
I'm the same way.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm the same way. You look at the score sheet, but as Maurice, I asked him once this year about Barkov, and he said he's our freight train in the middle. You know, he's the guy every team has to deal with.
His passing is second to none. He sets up guys. And
his defense, special teams, you know. And then last night he gets two goals. And not only get two goals, you saw something even he said you're not going to see that very often, which is a celebration after a goal. He had a big emotional celebration.
Doesn't show much, man. Doesn't get high, doesn't get too low. I know somebody that lives by him and said, he's the same way around the house. Like, they see him, and it's like
just, you can't turn that on, and it's off most of the time.
You know?
You know, he's known for, in Panthers' offices, he brings finished chocolate around when he goes home and he walks around the office and passes out finished chocolate, which he considers the best in the world. Who has heard about finished chocolate, right?
I'm not surprised, right, when you get to – he just seemed like a good guy that just happens to be good. And listen, man, he's been on this team for a long time, and he's had to hear, along with Ekblad, you know, you guys have had some talent, but you don't win anything, and a lot of years didn't even go to the playoffs. And here they are now, man. Great story. I was just giving Paul Maurice a lot of credit for what he's done. And, you know, it's not real cool in this town because we always rip coaches first.
No, you look at – the Panthers changed when Bill Zito took over. What a mess he inherited. Joe Quenneville, that whole mess. In addition to, you know, they'd gone a quarter century without a playoff series win. And then he hires Paul Maurice, and Maurice brings in his system. And not only that, you listen to him, you learn things. As someone who's been in the business a long time, last night he's talking about Barkov, and he came in faster and quicker this year. And, you know, basically saying – he learned that how you have to play playoff hockey. It's and he shaped his game a little more, tailored his game a little more to be ready for playoff hockey.
So Paul Maurice put in a system, but I like the fact that he's kind of – he put the system in. They're obviously all buying into it now, but he's kind of got his name off it. He doesn't want everybody going around going, you know, all coaches are different. We all have egos. Paul Maurice going, no, it's about those guys. Don't bring me up.
He does, yeah.
You know,
and
you
talked to him about it on – he talked last night about something Reinhart was saying on the bench, and he go, you know, about playing up the – plays up the middle or something like that. And he's – and Maurice's point is, I don't have to say anything with this team. You know, you got the – they're led by a group of veterans, and so he's certainly downplaying his role, but there's probably some truth in it, too, with this team.
You know, Dave, I was lucky enough to go through it, and I'm not saying it's anything like this, but when you look around with guys you're playing with and you go, damn, we got a lot of good players.
Yeah, right.
And I remember being in the huddle. I always start my stories by going, man, I was in a huddle, and I'm looking at Dwight and Cooch and Mark and Nat and Dan Marino. And I'm like, you know, and Dwight, I mentioned Dwight Stevens. I should mention him twice. You're going, you know. And later on, you see how great people consider their careers and how good they were at that time. The confidence of that group on the field. And I think they have that.
That spread to you, too, in Kachuk, your game?
I just think it affects everybody. Yeah. The secondary players, reserve players get in there, and you just feel like, man, nobody's going to bully me around. I got a lot of really good dudes here, you know. So it's
the Panthers feels like not that. Only have good players, guys right in the prime of their careers.
Agree.
They have scars from losing, as we heard last night, the two series losses to Tampa Bay, in addition to last year going to the final. You know, deep team. They got a lot of guys in the last year. You know, a couple big guys
had to be
last
crazy
year
there last night, huh?
Yeah, it was. You know, Ekblad was talking after the game about, you know, what a great scene it was. And I remember all the years he's been here where it's been a bad scene. You know, and they'd say, well, if we win, you know, I think it'll get good. You know, and when now they're winning, and it is all of a sudden. That in this little ecosystem, it's a hockey little town there.
You know what I watched last night, and I really like. I didn't know if I really liked it at the start, just because I wasn't familiar with it. I like the sportsmanship at the end.
I love that. Best thing.
I got to tell you, I do, and it's not for every sport. Like football, there's some crap that goes on, and I get it. And you know, we kind of got here, and certain players, you're told don't shake hands with them, and without getting into all that, Jets. But that was pretty cool last night. They did close-ups of the coaches and the players of respect. You know, the great players shaking hands after they just, you know.
That's part of the fabric of the sport, it's great.
I go, okay, man. And listen, basketball, those guys, you know, at the end of a series, they'll shake hands and stuff. But, you know, when it's rocking and rolling, they leave. You can go their opposite way like everybody. But at the end of the series, I like to see that, man. I thought that the hockey does that, line up and go through that whole thing. So, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. The Marlins, I don't want to forget about that. Last night, lose again 7-2. They get swept again. They're 6-24, played in front of 6,000 fans last night, 7 straight losses. And on top of it, I don't know if you saw this. I saw the highlight this morning. I didn't see it last night. Jesus Sanchez loses the ball in the lights and half-asses it and throws it, just kind of takes his time throwing in. The guy ends up getting a double on it and he took him out of the game. Schumacher took him.
Good for him.
Took him out of the game and said, man, lack effort. He goes, I don't have any rules except that one, play hard. I don't have any other rules. He was like, I don't have any other rules. I'm guessing be on time is always one. But second one, because you always hear this, hey, be on time and play hard. That's all I ask. And he took him out. And Jesus Sanchez, one of those young guys that they think has a chance to be a star. De La Cruz, Sanchez, Chisholm, you know, kind of counting on those one of them to kind of jump up there and look like you got a chance to be a star. So I don't know if this stuff starts to bleed into this team, you know, when you're getting beat up this bad, Dave. The Nationals team's not – I mean, they're almost 500 now, but not exactly a team you expected to be a powerhouse in the National League East.
Yeah, they're not making basic plays like – and that tells you they're at a breaking point. So good for Schumacher trying to keep things pointed in the right direction. But everybody knew they'd be a bad team, but talking to people around the Marlins, that they didn't expect to be this bad. They thought they could at least be respectable this year.
And last night, we talked about three-point shooting and how important it was going to be, and we had one of those, Dave, as you were on your way in, talking about that 12-point quarter. Man, you cannot have 12-point quarters and fall down the way they did in the first half of that game, 53-36 again. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. We're just getting started, man. We got a lot of news, a lot of stuff to get to. We got some Dolphin news to get to as well. Stay with us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Be back in a moment.
Hey man, we're going in the Lions' den. Everybody know what's at stake. It's 3-1. Back is against the wall. You have to respond.
All right, Bam Adebayo, 25-17 last night. Bam sure would have liked a little bit of help and a little bit of nice three-point shooting that didn't take place last night. On threes, the Heat 9 of 33, Dave. Celtics 14 of 37. Free throws, the Heat 9 of 12. Celtics 16 of 18. So it was 42-27 in threes and 16-9 in points on free throws. That's just too much of a difference, especially
playing
at home.
And we can talk Heat culture and three-point shooting. They need to do better. All true, but you go down as many bodies as they have, and you're not going to take on a 64-win team like Boston. And you look with Derek White, who nobody – you know, he isn't the all-star on their lineup. And yet he scores 16 of their first 29 points and shows you why people consider them the best starting five in basketball.
You know, Dave, and actually Tatum and Brown didn't do that much last night. Tatum's 5 of 14, 20 points, kind of a quiet 20. Brown, 7 of 18, turned it over six times. To me, he's one of the most overrated human beings. I know he's athletic, has his moments. He had 17 points, but they gave him a big, fat 300 million max contract, and I just don't see it. But you're right. You put all those guys together, and Derek White last night goes for 38 points, hits eight threes. And he had it going. He just kept firing them up. So the one guy that steps up is not a guy you were exactly thinking of. And that's Derek White last night. So he had it rolling.
The shame is you would have liked to have seen pressure on the Celtic team. Just for the reason you said, they disappeared in the fourth quarters of last series. That's the question about them. Can they withstand the pressure?
Well, you got to get it close. Like, you can't be down 20 every time, and you're right, and then you make a run at them. I don't know, it was like down to 13 or what, and they got a nice little roll going. But, you know, when you're down 20 with 7 or 8 minutes left, that's kind of hard to just
– Yeah, there's no pressure on the other guys.
No, they know they don't have to do a lot. And so anyway, for a second game in a row, the Heat stay in the 80s again last night, down 3-1 in that series. We've also got a lot of Dolphins new. No surprise, they pick up the fifth-year option for Jalen Waddle, and Jalen Phillips are going into their fourth year. There's a timeline, and they picked it up on two guys when healthy are really good players. So Jalen Waddle, by the way, is going to be very expensive because the wide receiver business has gotten really expensive. And Jalen Waddle's got to be looking at guys that he considers kind of in his area and talent of play. And he realized he's going to be 20-something million a year player.
Oh, Donta Smith got, what, $25 million? And A.J. Brown just got 30.
Well, he's
30.
Yeah,
I get he's different. But the point being that
1A and 1B, they both got paid.
This is the next story coming for the Dolphins, who gets extensions. And it's all Tua is going to get an extension. Waddle's going to get his Phillips.
As long as he comes back. Now, they got time on Jalen Phillips because they want to see how he, basically, Jalen Phillips needs a really good, not like good second half where he's probably going to be close to 100%, and then they want to see it. But listen, they picked up he's under contract. He's got guaranteed money for the following year coming in. And then yesterday, Dave, I had a weird one, man. I know this is a broken old topic here. The CHOP mystery, as I call it. The CHOP mystery. Talking about the Dolphins' first pick. And so I talked to more guys because we haven't any guests, and no reason to bring anybody on right now with this whole thing. It's getting on. We got a lot of playoff stuff going on here. And a lot of people agree, like, super athletic, quick first step, nobody argues, but not a lot of production when you start talking about 4 sacks and 15 tackles. Even people that do this for a living, that make millions of dollars and have a big fat budget, can be sure and got to be a little concerned. So when they give out grades, everybody's into – have you noticed the last couple of days, Dave, everybody's giving out grades on drafts, which is the biggest joke of all time. There is no grade except college production. That's all there is. To me, when these guys do grades and guys I like and guys I don't know or whatever, they're giving grades on everything. The only grade that I will even consider right now is not potential. I'm not going on potential. What do you go on potential? I'm going on production that I've seen in college. Are you with me on that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's
So we got a bunch of guys.
Star on the you need to see that. You need to see more production.
So we got two guys that, they're going, "Oh my God, 50th floor potential." They got a chance to be right there at the top with a pass rusher and a big athletic right tackle that just needs work, or left tackle that needs work. And you're going, okay, but, numbers, I don't care who you're playing against. I don't care if you're playing at Colorado State, USC, Virginia. I'm trying to go through some of the schools, the guys we drafted. Penn State, you still got to have some production. And so for everybody that's been a little negative on this first pick, and I gotta tell you, a lot of our fans that listen to the show really down last Friday on this pick. And, they're right. Dave, 4 sacks and 15 tackles. I've never heard of a guy, and I know he was a freak at the combine, and his first step, they're saying they've never seen a first step like this, and one bad move by a tackle, and shoo, he's going to be by him. And I'm like, I know, but he just played it, shoot real fast in the Big Ten against a whole bunch of tackles. And he only had 4 sacks and 15 tackles on the season. I thought it was a mistake. I called the Penn State communications department going, did he really only have 15?
Did they say, no, we meant 50?
No,
it was 15. Okay. Yeah.
So Dave, I mean, you're talking about 21st, or what I tell you yesterday, 21st on the team in tackles for Penn State?
Seventh among defensive linemen. Seventh.
And I get, you know, he's going to make some special plays, and on those third and long, he's going to get you off the field, and we're all trying to find. And I understand we were desperate to find pass rushers. And by the way, the other guy, yesterday everybody raving about what a great pick that we got with Muhammad Kamara. How good a pick that was. 13 sacks out of Colorado State, 6'1", 6'2", 250 pounds. And you know, there's some production there, man. And well, I don't care who you play against. I really don't. I don't care what conference you play in or independent you play in. I call it the chop mystery. We'll see. I'm not saying it's not going to be a good pick, but there's got to be a little show me. And so some of the guys that were saying nice things told me, yeah, we're a little concerned. I mean, we've seen the talent, but we are a little concerned about not seeing a little bit more production in college. So I'm wondering when Mike and gets together with Chris and the rest of the guys, do they go, I know he gets back there, but, you know, he's not – he flushes him out of the pocket a little bit, but 15 tackles in 12 games? Hard to do.
I would have liked to have seen the cameras when the Rams took the Florida State, the last real proven edge rusher off the board at 19. Verse, 19. And they had to be hoping Verse dropped to them, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. And listen, man, we're moving on. He's our guy, and we'll see. But I got news for him, man. Everybody says he's a great guy. He's went around and introduced himself to everybody in the organization. I heard great things about him. But, Dave, this is not about being a nice guy or playing at Penn State, or you look and people think you have a chance to be Micah or anybody else. I mean, you got to be productive. Take the big signing bonus you're going to get. God bless you, man. They draft you first. You know, before you even set on the field, he's going to get millions of dollars. But bro, you got some pressure when this thing goes. Waiting for the other guys to go and probably rotating them in. They're not just going to throw those other two guys out there. Chop's going to play. Chop's going to be out there. Chop Robinson's going to play a lot of football.
It reminds me of a story when Jimmy Johnson was, you know, I did the book with Jimmy Johnson, and one of the stories that came out, he's in Dallas. Dave wants that, and the defensive staff come to him before a draft and say, we really like this guy. I know who the guy is. They didn't want to name him in the book. But it's a big conference, big school guys, and just like the Big Ten, and we really like this guy. Look at his numbers. Look at his numbers. And Jimmy said, well, let's put the film on him. And he looks at it for a while, and he goes, where's the production? Where's he making plays? I don't see. And they didn't take him. He went on to have he played years in the league, pedestrian career, nothing great.
Right.
But it does tell you the Dolphins had to be very aware of it, and I'm sure.
Yeah, there's no way they didn't go, we drafted him. Oh, my God, I didn't realize he didn't have any numbers.
They must say, we can coach him up. And it tells you they're desperate for edge rushers,
yes,
too.
No question.
That's, you know, where the situation they're in.
You take two guys in your first four picks, in the first and fifth round, it just gives you an idea that what happened last year will never happen again. And by the way, I've been saying that for months after. I go, man, watch. These guys will make sure. And I thought they'd do the same on the offensive line, and they did take a guy in the second round, but all those guys got hurt, and I thought they were going to go, you know what, that's network. We're going to upgrade that. That's never going to happen again. They did what they got a free agent center and drafted a guy in the second round. Although a lot of the guys are still back on that group, but the pass rusher, they're going, we are not. We're going to make sure we got. And Mike said it too. You can't have enough, and we agree, man. You got hit what 3 weeks in a row with? I think not 3 weeks in a row, but late in the year, three guys going down. Van Ginkle, I believe, being the third guy to hurt his foot and go out that really killed things. Anyway, hey, we got to go to a quick break here. A lot of stuff to get to. Congratulations to the Panthers taking care of Tampa Bay for the first time in the playoffs, man. The first time knocking them out of the playoffs. Barkov, Verhaeghe, Big Bob, all huge games again last night. The Heat heading to Boston for game five tomorrow, trying to get a win and bring this sucker back down 3-1. We'll take a quick break, but before we do, there's some serious business here. So I always tell them, like, I like to get up early in the morning because I know a lot of our listeners. I always tell people a little bit older in the morning as you're getting up, like, to turn on and find out what other, you know, big dummies like me are saying. And I like to tell you about something that's a problem besides talking sports is ED and low T, man. And it's real. And Atlantic Men's Clinic took care of my ED and low T and got my sex drive back and got my energy level back. And, man, I'm just enjoying a lot more life these days because I do feel like working out again. I can tell you, it works, it works, it works, it works. If you see me, it's just one-on-one, you and I talking, or it's in a group. Atlantic Men's Clinic will give you great results. It's been 7 months, and I wish I'd have gone earlier. Incredible. They have treatment success rates well over 90%. Get you right back in the game, getting that energy level and your sex drive back quickly. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a Tina PSA test, and a medically advised a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. 6 locations throughout South Florida. And that first meeting is the most important one because that's the start of you knocking out ED and low T. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com and get more information, get that appointment set up, and knock out ED and low T.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Today. All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. Congratulations once again to the Panthers. Close out Tampa Bay. Moving on to the second round, waiting to find out what's going to happen. Boston's up 3-1 against Toronto. They'll play the winner of that series. So here we go again with Boston, most likely. And then on top of that, the Heat go down shorthanded again last night and did not. Apparently, we saw the best of in that game, too, because they haven't come close to that shooting the basketball since, especially on three-point shots. And they had one free throw in the first half. They were 3-16 in the first half, Dave. 3-16 on threes and 1-1 on free throws. Just to give you an idea, that was 53-36 at the half. And that 12-point second quarter, that's the second game in a row they've had a 12-point quarter.
Yeah, the offense has been a problem for them all year, as Spo has said.
Yeah, Spo said defensively, you know, we hold these guys to around 100, but can't score 80.
Yeah, and to the point of free throws, which is, you know, you talk about missing Butler. One thing, he's a free throw machine and getting to the free throw line. And it's a simple thing in basketball. You're not taking the ball hard enough to the basket when you're not getting to the free throw line. So, and who do they have really to create shots? You know, Hero and not a lot of shot creators left on that team without Butler and Rozier. Rozier's another guy they missed too.
Yeah, he was starting to feel comfortable before neck injury?
Neck, which it's, you know, these are going on for a while, which with the Heat you get no information on all of a sudden a guy's out for 3 months and he shows up, he's ready to go. That's how they roll. So who knew when Rozier got hurt it was this serious of an injury?
This has nothing to do with anything else, but last night Jamal Murray had a calf injury, and the team told him, you can't play. I mean, we got a nice lead. We want you to rest this thing because calf can be an Achilles injury. That guy went in to his coach and goes, hey, man, we're keeping you out tonight. You know, you're done. We talked to doctors, and they agree you shouldn't play. He goes, I want to play. I mean, he was old school. Like, I want to play. I tried it out. I went out there, and I don't want to let those guys down. I want to finish this series, and I think they need me. Goes out and hits a winning shot, has a huge game, along with Jokic, again, who always has a huge game, had a big, fat double-double last night. But I was like, I'm just sitting from far. I have so much respect. And, again, I don't want anybody to get injured. And if it's too bad, you shouldn't play because, you know, they're worried about Achilles. You lose that guy that good, you got no chance to win a championship as good as Oklahoma City and Minnesota are playing right now. So I understand it. But I saw his story last night, and he goes out and then he hits a winning shot to beat the Lakers. And I just thought it was so refreshing, man. And again, I'm not sitting here saying, I'm not questioning. When somebody can't play, they can't play, I get it. If, hey, I can't play, I'm not, you know. But it's obviously a lot different. Guys, the old school game, guys would play through stuff a lot more. Now, I know medicine's at a different, you know, place. Players look out for themselves a lot more. There's not as much intimidation. You know, the medical staffs are a lot better. You know, your agent, you got your agent involved. I mean, it's a different world, you know, with everything else. I just thought that was refreshing.
Yeah, man. It's part of the fabric of the NBA, really, as a league.
It's becoming
to sit out.
When
the league has to say you need to play a minimum number of games to be considered for the MVP, that tells you. And they're putting in these little tournaments in the middle of season to try to, you know, make some importance to the regular season or interest. So it's interesting Murray played because, you know, he gets hurt. Then you're saying, that's very selfish of him to go out there and play. You get it. He wanted to play, but the team told him to sit down. So, interesting in today's, as you framed it, what's going on in the NBA that he went out and played.
No, I just, like, there's a lot of guys who had said, I'm not.
It's easy to sit down, right?
I'm not going
to
get a worse injury because I know it comes. They're all educated. The calf turns into the Achilles. Achilles ends up being out for a long-ass time. So they don't want to go through. I understand it. By the way, Porzingis last night, calf injury, didn't come back in. I don't know what that means. He's a hell of a player, although hasn't been necessarily great in this series.
That's exactly why you want Boston late in the playoffs too, because Porzingis has an injury history. Could he withstand a few long series or two long series if you could get him in the Eastern Conference Finals? Gets back to the Heat losing that Philadelphia game. Gets back to losing Butler early in it and him just being a statue, really, in the second half.
I saw Ira Winderman, Sun Sentinel, one of the guys you work with at Dave Hyde with us this morning, talking about going back to that, just a couple of wins, and you're not even in this frigging thing. You're so close to – you don't even have to sniff the Celtics. And then you lose that game to the 76ers on top of it, and they go, well, we got to win the next game, and then – we open with the Celtics, and here we go. So that's where they are. And by the way, this other story that's going to pop up is another guy who was on the bench last night, Jimmy Butler. We talked about this a little bit. He's working on, a 3-year, $146 million contract right now from 2023.
He's got 2 years left makes him eligible for 2-year, $120 million extension. So what do you do if you're the Heat?
Big bucks.
Take him to age 38. You know, the hard thing is you didn't see Butler play his game this year in that the regular season. He's regular season Jimmy, and so all regular season you're waiting for him to get to the playoffs, and you see who he is. Does he still have it? Can he still do it? And he gets hurt so early. So you've really gone, you know. 2 years by the end of the season next year before you know, okay, does he still have it as far as carrying a team? And
well, he's got big bucks coming in. I mean, he's still got a lot of money coming in from the Heat, but the next contract's going to be, it's going to be big, big boy. It's going to be in the 60s, right, if I'm not mistaken, $60 million a year.
The money in the NBA is off the charts.
No, I get it. And the longer you're there and the better player you are, you know, you it keeps going. But they got it. They got a tough decision because they also know, you said this yesterday, if Jimmy doesn't get that extension when he's up for it, and they're doing a little show me that, you know, you can still play at a high level one more year, kind of like they do in football, like can you show me a little bit more in the regular season? Can you get through the playoffs and be playoff Jimmy again? He's going to be salty.
How's he going to react to that?
How do you think he's going to react to that? Not well.
Not well. And that's,
and like everything I've done for you guys in these playoffs.
And you do have to admit, the last, you know, the 5 years that he's been here.
Has he been here 5?
This is his fifth year. You know, throw out this year because of the playoffs, he gets hurt. But previous 4 years, he produced more than anybody in town. You know, in the playoffs, he's taken two teams to the NBA Finals, Eastern Conference Finals. You know, within a missed 3-pointer of him going to the 3 finals, and so yeah, it's you feel. It's almost like you should say thanks because what a run he's had when he's been healthy.
When your nickname is Playoff Jimmy, that's pretty good. I know it's not regular season. Nobody's going to accuse him of being regular season Jimmy.
I was going to say it comes with the other half of that regular season Jimmy, where you put up with a lot. Going to the Miami Open 8 hours and then not.
Bad luck.
Bad luck. Bad luck. Especially when how the season played out, where they needed a win or two to get out of that play-in game. If they get on the other side of this bracket playing Orlando and Cleveland and even the Knicks, none of those teams scare you, right?
Right. I'll tell you what, Knicks, hell of a story, man. The way this thing's set up right now, about ready to knock out Philadelphia out of that series and what's going on. The Knicks have been a great story. Brunson is playing out of his friggin' mind right now for sure. I mean, he's just been tremendous. So anyway, we have a lot of stuff going on, and the extensions, fifth year options picked up for Jalen Waddle and Jalen Phillips. We got more Jalens. Hell, we've added another Jalen. Just a matter of time, I'll butcher Jalen right in there and call him the wrong Jalen too.
And add another Javon Holland. What do you got to?
Ooh.
Right? I mean, they got to spend some money here coming up.
But I want to say this to everybody. Just to be consistent and not be a complete phony fraud that I've been a lot over the last 30-something years. I'd rather have this problem. And the Panthers getting ready to go through it too. They got some guys that they got to make some decisions on. They're really good, really good players. I'd rather have that problem than be sitting here going, well, we whiffed on that draft pick. We whiffed on that draft pick. We whiffed on that draft pick. Right?
Absolutely. You know, the problem is managing it all, though. So the Panthers have Reinhart, who's now up to 60 goals.
60 goals with playoff goals,
And, you know, that's $10 million a year probably in the NHL. I was talking to some hockey writers who follow all this. And
so you think he's looking at 10 a year?
10 a year. And Montour, another guy, you know.
Great, you want to keep him.
They got to, and down the line is, for, you know, more depth guys after that, but how do you squeeze it? The hockey salary cap, I think, it's in the 80s, 83
right.
million, something like that.
You can't pay everybody.
No.
Kachuk got his. I mean, you got Verhaeghe.
Barkov's making $10 million a year. That's 12% of the salary cap.
Yeah, so great problem to have, though.
That's the problem
I'd rather have that than going, where are we going to find a score? This is terrible.
As the Dolphins showed, you can't pay everybody. This offseason, they lost a couple big names of impossible to replace those guys.
So let me ask you, I'm just throwing this out again. Have we done a good enough job in the front office with finding out and jumping on some contracts earlier to try to save some money?
Well, there's
money
one with Christian Wilkins. What would you have done with him last off? The issue wasn't that by the time he sniffed free agency and, look, $28 million a year from the Raiders, they had to know that he was going to get paid. What did you do last year? Did you – and they decided
–
You know, they put an offer on the table.
Yes, they did.
And Christian Wilkins said no, and so – you see what the Dolphins did down the line. They ended up paying Zach Saylor, right? And he got and they're paying, and they must have made the decision then, we're not going to be able to afford Christian
right.
Wilkins.
Yes, I agree. And he bet on himself. Christian did. Paid off.
Yep.
He bet on himself.
And good for him.
He had a pretty good idea what was going on out there in the open market, and he got it.
It tells you defensive tackles are getting paid, especially the guys who
you got to be able to
cause pressure up the middle.
Yeah, you got to be in that party of Sealer and
there's not many. There's not a lot of them.
You know, there was the year before, like five or six defensive tackles got paid from 7.5 sacks up. There are a bunch of guys that played and all got $90 million contracts, if not more. And then Christian waited a year and said, all right, 3.5 sacks. All right. Now, you didn't have enough sacks.
The real problem if losing Christian Wilkins is you haven't had many draft picks the last couple years. Usually you lose veterans. Okay, we got young guys coming up. That's how you want it. But they had 8 draft picks the previous 2 years because they traded them all
right.
for the Tyreek Hills and Jalen Ramseys and Bradley.
Traded them or lost them, you're right.
And that's really the concern. They don't have a young class of players coming up behind them.
No, and you got one guy, basically, Achan. Achan is the guy. And by the way, I know there's also people going, you know, Mike's on this kick about speed because we got another, the second fastest or fastest running back in the draft again. That relay team's getting faster.
A lot of 70-yard runs for Tennessee by him, by the way. You talk about production, that's impressive.
Well, so they're two wide receivers they got, and they're running back. That's when you go, we got a chance. Minus size doesn't bother me. It bothers some people, the 5'8", the 5'9", the 5'10". I had somebody complaining yesterday, and I was like, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't. If he thinks they can play, he's had big, tall receivers in San Francisco. He's had smaller guys here. He must be okay with it, Mike McDaniel, or they would have never taken him. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. I'm getting long-winded. Sorry about that, but that's what 40 ounces of Dunkin' Donut coffee will do to a man. Hey, I'll tell you what. Your South Florida Chevy dealers want to let you know, come on down. We got convenient locations all over South Florida. We want you to see our SUV family. We want you to see the truck family, better known as the Silverado family, and some of the new cars we have out, including that new sexy Corvette. Man, I'm telling you, I got one neighbor bought 2 of them, and the other one bought 1. So, man, life must be good for you guys across the street, and they're all in great marriages. It's amazing. Hey, I want to tell you this. When it comes to Suburbans and Tahoes, the big boys got a brand new look. I've added more space to them. Want to make sure that little vacation you guys are going to take is going to be real comfortable, whether you're going up to the mountains or going down to the Keys or the West Coast. Suburbans and Tahoes are ready to go. How about that midsize SUV, that Traverse? Right down to the smaller SUVs like the Blazer, a Trailblazer, an Equinox, you can't go wrong. And then right into the Silverado trucks. I always tell everybody this, whatever your lifestyle calls for in a truck, Silverado makes it perfectly for you in the style and color you're looking for. Whether you need a full-time working truck, just you and that truck, to a family truck, we got them all. And check out the 2024 Silverado 1500, the bad boy. Boy, that is sweet. And then right over the cars, man, they're going to tell you when you get over there, whether it's new or used, whatever you're looking for, South Florida Chevy dealers have never looked better. Stop by, take a test drive, check out the showroom, spend a little time, and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.